Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be journeying through the Gospel of Luke as we go back to the basic. So oftentimes, we make Christianity into so many things that it's not. Let's focus in on the one thing that it is, the basic thing, a relational journey with Jesus.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to episode 150. I noticed that today, and so I just thought I would say it. 150 days ago, we started as friends, getting up in the morning, scripture and meditation and prayer and some journaling and enjoying a conversation with Jesus. And then not saying amen at the end of that conversation in the morning, because it's not just the talk, it's the beginning of a conversation that then lasts throughout the day. And so as friends, we're learning how to enjoy Jesus and adventure with Jesus throughout the day. And then at night, as we're falling off to sleep, then we say amen, which means so be it, because we have spent a day in the presence, journeying and enjoying Jesus, because that's what Christianity is all about, back to the basic. And so, good morning, happy Tuesday, episode 150. The title of the podcast this morning is Worry About Others. And the question is, what are we worrying about right now? What did you wake up this morning worrying about? What was heavy on your heart? What kept you up last night? Maybe it was just consuming your mind. What are you worrying about? Maybe the last couple days or weeks, or maybe throughout this season, or maybe for the last 10 years, it's just been a besetting worry. And the reality is we worry a lot, a lot. And usually, if we're honest, we are the epicenter. We are the center of that worry. We worry about us, what we're going to eat, what we're going to drink, what we're going to wear, how it's going to go with us, what our future is going to look like. Are we going to be okay? Am I going to accomplish what I want to accomplish? Am I going to receive the affirmation I need to receive? Am I going to be okay? Am I? We worry. We're the epicenter of our worry. And I know what you're thinking, because I'm thinking it too. Wait a minute. No, I'm not worrying about me, Travis. I'm worrying about that person, or, you know, and probably that person is so connected with you that if they're not okay, you're not okay. So really, if we're honest, worry comes right back to us. We worry about us. We worry about me. You worry about you. And maybe worry is the biggest problem or the biggest issue in our lives. It's the thing that robs us of the moment, the relationship, the season, today. And there's two options, right? We can either grind it out and fix our lives and control everything and everybody that, you know, is making us worry, but then we realize we can't do that. We get exhausted and we swing to the other option, which is I'm just going to numb myself, whether it's busyness, you know, or whether it's being a workaholic or whether it's some sort of addiction. And we've probably all experienced both of those extremes. And into that chaos, into that craziness, into this predicament of worry that robs us of life, Jesus speaks this word to his disciples. Luke chapter 12, beginning in verse 22. And this is as Jesus is now on his way to Jerusalem. He finds this opportunity to teach his disciples something about how to experience life in the midst of this chaotic world. So he says in verse 22, then Jesus says to his disciples, therefore I tell you, don't worry about your life, what you'll eat, or your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. And then in verse 25, who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? And then verse 29, do not set your heart on what you will eat or what you will drink. And the heart is the center of our lives. Do not let the center of your lives be focused on what you will eat or what you will drink. Don't worry about it. For the pagan world runs after all those things, but your Father, and let's pause there for a moment, your Father knows what you need. But seek first his kingdom, the Father's kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for, here it is again, your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Rather sell your possessions and give to the poor. Now this is a central teaching for Jesus of Nazareth. Matthew has it, Mark has it, Luke has it. And on the surface, it seems like Jesus is saying, this teaching is about worry, it's about fear, don't fear, you know, don't worry, don't focus on that. But on closer inspection, is that really what this teaching is about? Is it really about fear and worry? Because as we go at it, we realize, wait a minute, this teaching really is about the revelation of the one that Jesus calls Father. Twice in the passage, you know, Jesus says, the Father knows what you need, and the Father is pleased to give you a kingdom. Twice. And some have said that the entire Christian journey is discovering who the Father is and who the Father is not. Because honestly, and I think that this is what Jesus is saying, we think that worry is the result of something out there. But Jesus is saying it's not. There's always going to be something out there, but worry is not the result of something out there. Worry is the result of not knowing or not trusting someone that is right here. And when we think that worry is the result of something that is out there, we try to control anything and everybody so that we might have peace. But Jesus says, no, worry is the result of not knowing, not trusting the someone, the Father, that is right here. And he says, and I think this is tongue-in-cheek, can worry add a single hour to your life? And I think we could add that. Can fixing worry, the way that we tend to fix worry, laboring, stressing, you know, willing it to go away, trying to beat it or numbing ourselves from it, can that add a single hour to our life? I think Jesus would say, no, that just brings a bit more death. Worry cannot add a single hour to our lives. And it's not like Jesus is saying, what you eat, what you drink, what you wear is bad. It's just bad. Don't even think about that. It's bad. He says, no, don't set your heart on that, because that can't be the center of life. It's not bad. It's good. God wants us to eat. He wants us to drink. He wants us to wear. He wants us to celebrate. Actually, he wants good things for us. Jesus just says, when you worry about that, there's no end to the worry. And then Jesus says, rather, here's what I want you to do. And this is why I titled this podcast, Worry About Others. Jesus says, seek first the Father's kingdom that he's pleased to give you, and sell your possessions and give to the poor. Now, what's going on there? Why is Jesus now talking about the poor? I'm confused. Because Jesus is saying, here is a new way to live. Instead of worrying about you and what you're going to eat and what you're going to drink and what you're going to wear, and you being the epicenter of your life, which is going to be never-ending worry, stress, and fear, instead, worry about someone else. Worry about the other, instead of trying to fix and figure out how you're going to be provided for, maybe give something to the poor. Jesus says there's an irony in God's kingdom, in my Father's kingdom, that as we give away life, we find life. So when we worry about money, Jesus says, give some money to the poor, and you will find that you will experience a peace that your willpower and your fixing and your grinding and your stressing and your straining could never actually bring you. If you're worried about accomplishment, help somebody else accomplish, and you will find in that that there will be a peace that your grinding and pushing and pulling can't actually ever bring you. Worry about somebody else. If you're worried about your performance and are fishing for a compliment, rather give somebody else a compliment. Instead of worrying about you, give away, help, compliment, give generously to the poor, and you're going to find that you will no longer play the victim to worry in this world that is just always going to have something to worry about. He says, rather, live in my Father's kingdom, give away money, give away help, give away a compliment, give away love, and you're going to find that as you worry about others, there won't be room in your heart and in your life to worry obsessively about you, which is the human predicament. As you give your life away, you will find life. And Jesus would say, that is what it looks like to live in my Father's world. That is what it looks like to know who the Father is and who the Father is not. That is what it looks like to live free and alive in the kingdom of God. So let's enjoy that today. Whenever worry comes into our mind and heart, which it will, Let's think about how, instead of being so preoccupied with us, we can turn that around and say, you know what? I'm going to worry about someone else, and I'm going to see. I'm going to put Jesus' words to the test and see if living that way in my Father's kingdom is actually the antidote to worry and an invitation into a life of peace. So let's enjoy a conversation with the Father today, the one whose kingdom He is pleased to give us. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.